You are now listening to the Legends Lingo Podcast. Here are your hosts, Al Powder and Maddie D.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back in Legends Lingo Podcast, episode 247, as always, presented by StudentUnionSports.com. Make sure to check out everything going on at StudentUnionSports.com, from the daily blogs to all the podcasts and everything else in between. You know by now what they cover and everything else, so I'm just going to shout them out. Is it Saturday yet? Yellow Card, Chasers, obviously Legends Lingo covering all your Boston sports needs. Al Nadigan here, Maddie B here, no Powder. Little schedule mishap.
To be fair, like, we didn't always used to record on a Tuesday. Then you dropped on us, hey, we got to do Wednesdays now because you have work obligations. And to be fair, then he's been in Texas, you know, yippee-ki-yay, and all that. Now he's spending some time with family. Like, all right, I don't blame the guy.
I don't blame him either. Listen, I don't blame Powder at all. He's a very family-first type of person. He's a great man. He's a better man than you and I. So that's all that matters.
That's for damn sure.
Exactly. But anyways, I'm here. Maddie B's here. Going to be probably like a short episode tonight. I mean, listen.
We're depressed, not going to lie.
We need something to look forward to. Like, we're going to start off with the ugly. Then we'll start off with the – then we'll continue with the – not so great, but then we'll end on a good note. We'll talk about the Celtics at the end. So that'll make us feel better.
Oh, so positivity at the end. So we're going to complain for 15 minutes and then talk good for 5. All right.
Exactly. All right. So let's just get down to it. So Patriots played week 10 in Germany against the Indianapolis Colts, coming away with a 10-6 loss. Patriots go down. They get the ball first. They go down the field, put 3 points up on the board. It's like, okay, they actually look like a semi-functional football team. That's great.
And then that's all they would do.
And then the rest of the game, they scored 3 points, and it was just a combination of everything. It was Mac Jones being Mac Jones in a bad way. It was the receivers not making plays. The defense, give him the defense credit, Maddie. Defense played, for the most part, lights out in this game. Yeah. And yet, the Colts aren't great. I mean, they have Gardner Minshew as their quarterback right now with Anthony Richardson out for the year, it looks like. But, you know, like, yeah, they have Michael Pittman, and I guess, well, so they have Zach Moss. Like, they have some players, but they don't have a lot. Like, that should have been a game that the Patriots should have won, taking care of business, but of course they didn't because they're the Patriots, and they sucked this year. So now Patriots fall to, 2-8 on the season. And if I recall correctly, Maddie, and tell me if I'm wrong, I believe if the season ended today, and yes, I'm playing the season ends today card because it is relevant to the conversation. We're going to talk about the Celtics at the end. I just saw something about the Celtics. The Patriots have the 3rd overall pick in the upcoming NFL draft if the season ended today. So Carolina is at 1, but it goes to Chicago. Giants at 2. Mm-hmm. Patriots at 3. Cardinals at 4. And Bears at 5. Thank goodness for the Bears winning a game.
Thank God.
And Justin Fields is coming back, so maybe that'll help. Who knows? Maybe that'll help a little bit. But anyways, Maddie, let's talk about the game a little bit first, and then now the impacts as we go into a bye week. So this was a very boring game. It was a 9:30 a.m. game. It was a game that this would be honestly like a Thursday night game. Like, this is what a Thursday night game would look like. It's that bad. But now, because you're in this position, how can you ever expect the Patriots to win any games? You cannot beat the Indianapolis Colts when you give up 10 points. 10 points! Mm-hmm. And you only score 6. So, yeah. Real quick, just before you get into your takeaway, my takeaway, that was the final straw. You need to, like, if you weren't thinking about it now, you need to pull the plug on this season. You need to look at what you have for 2024 and 2025. You need to make some tough decisions, and you may need to not only retool, but you may need to rebuild. You may need to do that at this point, and this is the time to do it. So that's my opening take after this game. Maddie, I want to hear your opening take, your thoughts on this game. So floor is yours.
Oh, it's time to say goodbye to Mac Jones. Goodbye. See you later. You're not it. You're not the guy. You suck. Goodbye. On top of that, too, something that I haven't really seen much talk of, which I think should be, is that all season, obviously, the offensive line, you know, has looked horrible all season so far. This is their first game without Adrian Clem because he's away for some illness that he's got going on, or personal reasons. I forget what the reason is, but I know he's away from team right now. Look how bad they were without him. Maybe it wasn't all Clem. Maybe it wasn't his fault why they were that bad. Sure, he had played part of it, but look what they looked like without his coaching. Ugh, yikes. Let's see. Defensively, I mean, they looked fine. Defense kept them in the games as well as both Ezekiel Elliott and Ramondre Stevenson, who were finally, we really got to see the rushing attack that they were hoping that they would get all season long. Finally, we finally got it. Yeah, neither one of them rushed over 100 yards, but, you know, nothing flashy. Obviously, there's nothing flashy about
that. But it looked good. That's a
thing. It looked good. They looked like what they've been waiting for. Finally happened. I mean, when you make Gardner Minshew put 10 points on the board, you can't beat that. Like, come on. It's time to pull the plug on the season. It's time to tank. It's time to tank. I would love to lose to the Giants next week, but the Giants are so bad. We might actually beat them the week after, but it's good. God, it's going to be the first team to like kick a field goal wins that game. Probably. I'm not even kidding. Yeah. Next week's the Super Bowl for the Patriots. Really. They don't want to win this one. So naturally, cause it's a Super Bowl against the Giants, we're going to lose hopefully.
No, worse. We're going to win the game and win.
I know. We're going to win. We're probably going to blow them out or whatever. And then there's going to be false hope and then we'll lose the rest of the season. But I think we're in a position anyways where I think draft-wise, it's time to take a quarterback. It's time to get Belichick the hell away from the draft after what he just did in 2022 after all. You know, maybe he should be – Belichick should – see you later, and I hope he walks out of more doors in Winthrop, Massachusetts.
Shout out Winthrop. But here's what I'm going to say. So you're in agreement, right? So you, and I know this might seem like a no-duck question, but I want you to hold off after I ask this.
All right.
you think it's very obvious. Mac Jones shouldn't play the rest of the season, right? So here's the thing. I think he should, and here's why. That's your best chance at losing. That's your best chance at tanking. Because if you think about it, right, Mac Jones has played so bad and he's so predictable with the mistakes he makes that late in the game, if the Patriots are driving, you know they're going to screw it up with him. You put in Bailey Zappe, you put in Will Greer, who knows what they can do?
Malik Cunningham, just saying. He's sitting there on the practice squad, but...
At this point, we want the Patriots. We'll be happy if they win.
Actually, will we?
But if they lose, it's even better for the pick. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So here's the thing with that, right? So again, and I'm not saying because Mac Jones is good, because I told you before the season, I was consistent with this. I said, I want to give him his third year. If he had one good year, one bad year, see what happens. If he has a good year, you move on. You move forward with him. And if not, you move on from him. And it's clear that you need to move on from him. So, yes, let's move on from Mac Jones. Let's find another option. And speaking of those options, Maddie, I found something on Twitter earlier. And I'm going to see if I can try to find it. I think it was odds for Patriots quarterback for next season.
Oh, I saw this and it made me smile.
Let me see if I can find it. But let me just ask you this, Maddie. In your ideal world, that doesn't necessarily have to be a draft pick. It can be a stopgap guy. It can be a trade. It can be whatever you want. What do you see as the next move for the Patriots at the quarterback position?
Like, who do I think it'll be, or
who do you want it to be next season?
That's tough, man. I don't think it should be anyone that's currently on the roster. I'm going to flat out say that now. It shouldn't be anyone. It's just tough to say, like, which... Because you look at the free agents that are going to be available, too. The prize quarterback is going to be Kirk Cousins, who, to me, is just an older version of Mac Jones. So it's like, all right, if we really want to do this, then all right. But you look at the rookies that are coming in. There's some pretty impressive rookies coming in. Yeah. You got Caleb Williams, you got Drake May, you got Michael Penix Jr., you got Jaden Daniels, you got Bo Nix. Quinn Ewers. Let's see. We can get some other guys I probably can't think of. I just rattle off six just right there. Out of those guys, I would be happy with anyone but Bo Nix. as an Auburn fan, I'm scarred. I'm scarred from him. And also, I've seen what he's able to do with bad coaching. He's not great with bad coaching. He's great at Oregon because Oregon has a better coaching staff than Auburn does. But with all that being said, if I were to specifically name a name, I mean, I'd love Caleb Williams. Caleb Williams or Drake May, those are the two really I'd love the most. They're the best two in this draft class. I wouldn't be mad with anyone, though. Because I truly think it's time to just pick a rookie, put him in there, and see what happens. Because they should learn from the Texans. The Texans basically had a bunch of nobodies on their offense. They put C.J. Stroud in there, and all of a sudden, they're pretty damn good. They're a pretty damn good team now. They're sitting, I think they're, what, 5-3 or something? 5-4 or something like that? And right now, they're sitting in the playoffs. They just had a big win at Cincinnati. Back-to-back game-winning drives for C.J. Stroud right now, who is the clear offensive rookie of the year and is in the MVP race right now. Like, you never say that about a rookie quarterback, but he's in there. He is right in the middle of it.
Okay, so let's think about this for a second. So right now, so you want anybody but Bo Nix. So let me ask you this. Let's say the Patriots, because they're very close to it, let's say they had the number one pick, and you're like, okay, they can only take one guy. Who's the guy you want them to take?
Caleb Williams.
Okay.
He's the bona fide number one overall pick in this draft. But I don't think, if it ends up being the Bears at number one through the Panthers, they're not going to take Caleb Williams. They're not. They might try to trade, or they might just take Marvin Harrison Jr.
Okay, so let me ask you this then. Let's say hypothetically, right, you don't take Caleb Williams. You don't take Drake May. What if instead, and this is just all hypothetical, obviously, what if you took Marvin Harrison Jr., bought a bona fide receiver, and then you either traded for a guy like Kyler Murray from the Cardinals, or you got a stopgap for a year of like a Jacoby Brissett or a Baker Mayfield, keep him for 1 year, and then in the following draft, you go and get Shedeur Sanders from Colorado.
Is it confirmed that he's sticking around one more year? Is it actually confirmed?
They stopped that a while ago. They said a while ago, like, yeah, he's staying in college for another year. He's going to finish his senior year. So,
can I bounce a crazier theory off of you?
Please.
We haven't seen him play yet, but you know, with the legacy that he's currently carrying, what if they're bad enough to go to get the number one overall pick when Arch Manning is entering the draft that year?
Well, what after a couple years?
He's a freshman right now, so.
And he has to be at least, what, a junior?
A junior, yeah. But I don't know if he's redshirting or not, because, you know, yeah, he hasn't played this year because, you know, Quinn Ewers.
I think that's just a little too long to wait. Like, you can wait one more year, but then to get into, like, the 2 and 3 year, to get into multiple years after this, then you're starting to dig yourself into a deeper, deeper hole. Unless you're going to build around first and then find that Arch Manning or whoever. Like, that's fine. But you have to make sure that the rest of the roster is solidified. Because right now, this roster, Maddie, I think I texted you this the other day. There's less than double digit of guys that I would keep on this roster right now.
Yeah. Yeah. I honestly agreed with that list that you gave me. I 100% agreed with it.
So let's just rattle it off then. Let's rattle off the names. So we'll start on offense because there's not many. There's three names I think I said on offense. It was Ramondre Stevenson, it was Hunter Henry, and it was Pop Douglas. Everyone else can go. If you want to re-sign Kendrick Bourne, and maybe I did, but if I didn't, if you want to re-sign Kendrick Bourne, that's fine. I would be good with that. But I don't think he's going to come back here. I think he's going to find a deal elsewhere, try to find a position to win.
He'll go to the Raiders like every other Patriots player.
Probably. Oh, we got to talk about that in a little bit too. Let's see. And then on defense, I think I said it was Judon, Gonzalez, I think it was Uche.
Dude, I don't know if Uche sticks around. That's the thing.
I know. Marcus Jones, Juwan Bentley, and then there was one other guy. that I put on that list.
You said Wise?
No, I didn't say Dietrich Wise. No, no, Barmore it might have been. It might have been Christian Barmore.
Yeah.
But regardless, that's all. That's about 8-9 guys that we need.
8-9 guys right there that you'd rather keep on this roster.
Everyone else, just see you later. I mean, there's going to be a lot of guys that aren't going to come back. Like, let's face it. Like, Mike Gesicki isn't going to come back. Ezekiel Elliott isn't going to come back. You know,
they're going to try to keep Zeke, I think. They're going to try everything to keep him.
I mean, I would. He's a veteran guy and a good running back. Like, yeah, good number two running back.
But I can see Gesicki getting out of here.
Oh, Gesicki's going to be gone. This is not what he expected. He's going to be gone. No doubt about it. Unless he can't find anybody else. But anyways, there's a lot of situations at hand. But we both agree, Mac Jones should not be this team's quarterback in 2024.
Absolutely not.
That's over with.
If you could find some trade value for him, that'd be nice too. Just saying, just get him out of here.
You might get like a 6th, 7th round pick. I mean, it's a pick. Rounder. It's a pick, but it's still, it's not much.
It's an extra pick that you can use.
I know.
There's not much trade value for him. A few weeks ago there was, but now there's nothing.
Right. We're going to preview the Giants game next week because obviously the Patriots are on a bye this week. So I do want to talk about two other things real quick. Let's talk about Jack Jones. So Jack Jones was waived technically by the Patriots on, I believe it was, correct me if I'm wrong, Monday afternoon?
Well, today's Wednesday, so yes.
So Monday afternoon, and he was picked up Tuesday night by the Las Vegas Raiders because head coach, interim coach Antonio Pierce coached Jack Jones in high school and in college. Mm-hmm. So it makes sense. So the move makes sense. But you know what, Maddie? This is a move that it doesn't bother me at all. Because Jack Jones was just nothing but problems. I mean, think of the timeline when he was here. So he started off really, really well, right? He had the pick six against Aaron Rodgers at Lambeau. People are like, oh, wow, this guy's a steal. But at the end of the season, he gets suspended because of the injury concerns and how
he missed rehab or something like that.
Right. And then, obviously, in the offseason, he had the gun charges on him for trying to bring – I still can't believe he tried to bring loaded guns in through Logan Airport. That's still
I think the charge got dropped because I think he was found that like he had no idea they were in that suitcase. So.
I know, but even still, it looks bad. Yeah, exactly. Put it in air quotes, but whatever. He was found innocent, so it is what it is. And then he was just detaching himself from the Patriots. He was sitting by himself, head down, everything else. It's like, I don't blame Belichick. Like, this is one move that I'm like, good job, Bill. You actually did the right thing here. This was the smart move. Like, the talent wasn't enough to overcome all the problems that Jack Jones had. So, you know what? Get him a fresh start. And by the way, Jack Jones going at people on X, so Twitter, like going after one account, Savage Boston Sports, and then going after Mike Reese, who follows the Patriots for ESPN. You're going after Mike Reese on Twitter. He's one of the X, whatever.
He's literally one of the best reporters. Like, no, he's not going to make something up for views and clicks and all that.
Exactly.
Like, you're just mad that you lost your job. You got another one, but like, you're just mad that you lost your job. You're looking for someone to get mad at.
You're mad. You're mad. You got exposed.
You're showing your immaturity just by that. It's just like, dude, why are you fighting with like a fan base that you're no longer associated with? Just move on. Just move on. Just go to Vegas. Get arrested there because you probably will because that's the last city you need to be going to.
I know. By the way, do we have anything else on Jack Jones? Because I just wanted to throw it out there. Like, good riddance. Like, see you later. Good luck in the
office. Like, dude, like, he had a good 2-game run and that was it.
That's it. You're right. So, good for Jack Jones for finding another football opportunity. Don't screw this one up and don't miss the team meetings. I'm just going to say that, Jack Jones. That's a friendly piece of advice. Just say. But anyways, let's talk about the last Patriots topic before we get into some other topics. Bill Belichick, obviously, the big topic of conversation, 2-8 in what could be his final season as the Patriots head coach. There have been a lot of rumors swirling around of different teams that Belichick could end up going to. A couple of teams that have been thrown around in conversation. Los Angeles Chargers, the Las Vegas Raiders. Who else? The Washington Commanders, the Dallas Cowboys, the New York Giants. He's been thrown around to a lot of different teams. So, Maddie, I'm just going to ask you point blank, not do you want him back, but do you think Bill Belichick will be back as Patriots head coach in 2024? And if not, what organization does he end up with?
No, he's not back, and I think he just retires altogether.
So you don't even think he's going to end up trying to be a regular season
rusher? They see what he's doing without Brady. What team's going to want him?
The only thing I would say to that is, look at what the Broncos gave up for Sean Payton.
And look how that's turned out.
But still, a team willing to go get Sean Payton. And that was a huge, huge like load of picks and everything. You don't think you don't think the Commanders would go out and take a shot on Bill Belichick for a couple of years?
I mean, I think they would, but they would need to give a haul to go get him, because I don't think Kraft will let him go easily. No, especially if he knows that there is a team that's interested in him, he'll want at least 3, 4, maybe even 5 years of first round picks right there.
Which I don't blame him, because you know what? Try to cash in everything you can for Bill Belichick and start over. Start over.
But the thing with Belichick, like, I'm not trying to be like, oh, he's old and all that, but you look at the two other guys who are ahead of two other guys who are up there with him for greatest coach of all time, Halas and Shula, they knew when it was time to leave. It seems like Belichick needs to be told it's time to leave.
Maybe, but didn't Don Shula in his last year at Miami coach like a 2-15 team or something?
Yeah, and he was like, yeah, it's time for me to leave.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying. So, okay, so yeah, I think, see, it's tough. I want to say he's gone, but at the same time, I mean, I don't know, because he's been with the Patriots for over 2+ decades. And I know it doesn't really mean much, but it's kind of like Robert Kraft would basically say, if you want to go, you can go. But if you want to stay, you have the coaching job. But if he's going to stay, and I'm Robert Kraft, I'm telling Belichick, listen, you are not touching the roster. You're not touching the GM duties. You can be the head coach and coach this team like you know how to. If you don't want to do that, that's fine, but you're out of here otherwise. Like, just give him the ultimatum at that point.
That's the thing. Like, he should not be the GM of this team anymore. No. Let's take a look at that 2022 draft class really quick. How did that turn out?
This one might be worse. Which draft class is worse, 2022 or 2019?
2022, because they're all gone already, basically.
It's only been a year.
Let's take a look at this, Al. Let's take a nice
look. Let's take a look at the first two rounds while you look it up. Cole Strange, mediocre NFL starter.
I already think he's a bust.
Tyquan Thornton, second round.
Is a bust. You go to round three. I'm looking at my article. I'm cheating that way.
Shameless plug. Go read Batty stuff.
You look at Tyquan Thornton. Look at a couple picks later. George Pickens was taken. Yep. Sky Moore was taken. Alec Pierce was taken. And I mean, granted, Alec Pierce is on the Colts, so nothing really is gonna be good from there. But you look at Sky Moore, who's doing better with the Chiefs this year. You look at George Pickens, who, is doing okay, I guess. But, the Steelers are a hard team to figure out as is anyways. Right. You go to the third round, they took Marcus Jones. All right, good pick, finally.
Decent pick. He's sufficient enough to be on an NFL roster.
If he wasn't injured right now, he'd be starting right now. Right. He wasn't injured.
So that's the only good pick. Jack Jones, cut.
Yeah, you look at the inevitable round four. This was disgusting. You got Jack Jones, who's gone now, obviously. You got Pierre Strong, who got traded to Cleveland this offseason after they barely used him. And then there was Zappe.
Yeah.
Who, for two games last year, but we all thought, oh, wow, he looks good. All right. We might have got something here. Then now he sucks too.
Yes.
Then you look after Zappe. You close out the draft. They took Kevin Harris, who's not on the team anymore. Sam Roberts, who is a horrible special teams player. They got Chasen Hines is not on the team anymore. And then Andrew Stuber, who's also not on the team anymore. At the end of the day, you only got Marcus Jones and Bailey Zappe, who's really on the team. That's it. And by the way, Zappe has been cut and brought back.
It's a brutal draft class.
Will probably be cut next offseason, and this time probably not brought back.
Yeah. As he shouldn't be. But listen,
it's just going to be Marcus Jones that's left.
We're going to have all offseason to talk about this team and what they need in the draft. But right now, 2-8, they're playing the Giants in a couple weeks. It's going to be either probably Bailey Zappe or Will Grier against Tommy DeVito. Who would have thought that 2 months ago? We all thought we were going to get the Battle of the Joneses, Mac and Danny, but we're not.
Grant, I mean, Daniel would be there if he, didn't get hurt. So
right. And honestly, I saw a report today that the Giants are planning on bringing back Dable and Daniel Jones and everything. So that's a quarterback. Like, it would not surprise me if the Giants ended up with Marvin Harrison Jr. That would not surprise me.
Well, I think the Bears take him at one, though. That's the thing.
You don't think the Bears might consider going quarterback because they don't think Justin Fields is the guy?
It's hard to say, though, but Justin Fields wins. Like, you got him one good receiver, and that's it. And then on top of that, just like us, Fields has no time to throw the ball either.
But at least Fields can scramble a little bit.
Exactly. Oop, well, there we go, Matt. And that's
all right. That's the cue that we need to move on from this Patriots.
Here. Yep.
Yep. Anything else with the Patriots you want to get off your chest before we move on?
I hate this team. All right, let's go.
Perfect. Another team that we don't hate as much, but we definitely hate, are the Boston Red Sox. But the Red Sox have been making a couple of moves. They brought in Andrew Bailey as pitching coach, close friend of Craig Breslow. Just quick thoughts on it. Apparently, he did really good stuff in San Francisco, so I'm excited to see what he does here.
Looks good. It looked good. I'm excited to see what he does. I like the Red Sox already in some rumors.
So let's bring up those rumors. So the Red Sox supposedly are going to be in the sweepstakes of Shohei Ohtani, which is obviously the big name or one of the big names that's going around. Yoshinobu Yamamoto, another big name. Red Sox are going to be involved in that. I don't know if Aaron Nola was another name that they were involved in, but the point is, I like Batty that so far, the offseason hasn't really started yet, and I'm putting that in air quotes because, it started. The MLB is so different from the NBA and, like, the NHL and NFL. In those three other leagues, the top free agents are gone, like, day one and day two. But in the MLB, it's a slow process. So you might not see a big move done until Thanksgiving or after Thanksgiving. But regardless, I like that the Red Sox are actually involved. But here's the thing now. Can they move away from being the interest kings? Can they actually get a deal done? And you know what? I don't think they're going to get Yamamoto. I don't think they're going to get Shohei. The one guy I think they can get that's realistic and very, very good and just won another Cy Young is Blake Snell. I think Blake Snell would be a great fit in Boston.
I think his price just went up, though, for winning another Cy Young.
As it should be. When you win a Cy Young, your value should go up. And guess what? The Red Sox want to be competitive. We've heard all the rumors. Supposedly ownership's going to be aggressive and spend some money this offseason. So you better spend it. And you better spend it wisely. Go get two starting pitchers. Share up that rotation. Chris Sale, Brian Bayo. Excuse me. Hunter Crawford. And the other starters that are in that rotation, you can have a nice little problem of a surplus of pitching, but you need to make moves.
Yeah.
And honestly, besides the starting pitching, go get a bat or two. Someone help Rafi Devers. Like, Trevor Story is supposed to help, but he's not healthy. Or I shouldn't say he's not healthy, but he hasn't been healthy his first 2 years in Boston, fully healthy.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I think one name that they should go after is Cody Bellinger. They should go after him.
He's going to end up a Yankee, and you know it. They need.
I know, but still, they should still go after him. They should go after him. Put him in the outfield. He's a good bat. Put him in the outfield, too.
One left-handed hitting bat, Alex Verdugo, supposedly in trade rumors with the Red Sox in exchange for Gleyber Torres from the Yankees, because that would solve the Yankees' need for a left-handed hitting outfielder and the Red Sox' need of a good hitting second baseman. And I wouldn't hate that because...
I wouldn't hate that.
I think Alex Verdugo is going to end up gone at some point this offseason. But the only question is when and where. Because if you can get some value for a Verdugo, if you can get a little bit, it's going to help you. Because you need it, and you need it badly.
I'll be sad when he leaves, too, because I've liked him since he's been here.
No, Verdugo's been good, but it's just a matter of he's similar to, like, Jack Jones. Like, going back to it, he's immature. He shows up to things late, has a bad attitude about it. But when he's on the field, like, he's electric and he produces and everything. But again, the best ability is availability. And if you're not available, then you're not worthy of being on an MLB roster.
Yeah, but Verdugo Red Sox
99. That was a pretty good one. But anyways, we'll be covering Red Sox rumors as they go along. Nothing too crazy. The stove is starting to sizzle just a little bit, but it's not boiling hot yet.
Not yet. We're getting there, though. I mean, what, the winter meetings start soon, right?
They do start soon. I believe they start in early December, so a couple weeks.
Let's see. They start... I don't even know.
I think it's like the first week in December.
Something like that. They're in Nashville, so, you know, that's fun.
It is fun.
The 4th through the 7th. So we're... I mean, with Thanksgiving being next week. Oh, Jesus. 3 weeks, something like that away. So, yeah.
So, yeah. Some moves will be done in a couple weeks, but... I just want to see them sign a couple big names, get that starting rotation bolstered up, and then get a decent bat.
I mean, if they land Ohtani, if they somehow pull it off, I don't think they will, So I think he's going to end up a Dodger, but still, if it happens, man.
They will, if he ends up a Red
Sox. That's how you put asses in seats at Fenway. Go get him.
They will immediately jump the Patriots. Not that it's that hard right now, but they will immediately jump the Patriots in terms of talk of the town.
Oh, absolutely.
The Red Sox will get their fair share.
Mm-hmm. Garrett Cole won the AL style. Blah.
I mean, that was expected. But anyways, let's talk about this.
I'm at the front here. I'm Garrett Cole.
All right.
We'll talk about the Celtics real quick. But before we do that, we have to give a shout out to our sponsor, A&B Kitchen Bar, A&B Burgers. Whether you are in Boston, Mass, or you're on the North Shore, Beverly, Mass, make sure to check out A&B Kitchen Bar, A&B Burgers. They have everything that you could ever want, from locally crafted beers to homemade meals such as eggplant parm, chicken pot pie, and of course, their renowned burgers that they are very much known for. Make sure to check out A&B Kitchen Bar, A&B Burgers. Tell them the Legends Boys sent you. Maddie's showing a picture of a good old burger and fries from A&B Kitchen Bar, and they look so, so good.
We got to go, Al. Like, we got to go. Me, you, and Powder. Like, we've been saying this ever since I joined. We've been saying this, where we got to go. It's like, it's about to be winter. So, like, you know, I'm not going to want to drive to Boston in the winter from where I live. But
I'm telling you, live show.
Do you know how much fun that would be? Like, how much fun?
I really think we should start a live show there. That would be
incredible. Because they would definitely allow it, probably.
They would. I think they would. All right, Celtics real quick. As we're recording on Wednesday, November 15th, they are going to be playing the Philadelphia 76ers. If you're listening to this, the game's already concluded. We don't know how it went yet because we're recording 30 minutes before the game. And the Celtics are 8-2, won the first five, lost a pair to Minnesota in overtime and to Philly by three. Then they got a couple wins in a row on a three-game win streak. After 10 games, Maddie, what's your overall impression with this team?
Oh, they're going to be the champs. Simple as that. They're going to be the champs this year. They're the best. They're the best team in basketball. I don't care that Philly's also 8-2. I don't care about that. I don't care that Denver has looked good this year. They're supposed to look good. They're the defending champs, but still, they're going to win it all this year. This is the best team in basketball. Yeah, Tatum's looked good. Brown's looked good, even though he's not playing tonight. But Porzingis looked good, also not playing tonight. Jrue Holiday has been the missing factor that they've needed all this time. Obviously, the bench sucks, but I think we all knew that anyways. I think that, you know, the NBA trade deadline is so insane. So, they'll address it around there, probably. They'll go get someone unexpectedly, and they'll be good. O'Shea Brissett's been all right so far. Hauser still needs to figure it out still, but
I'll say this about Sam Hauser real quick. He's shooting 48% now from 3-point land. That's better than Steph Curry right now.
Yeah, ever since he called him out, he's kind of got better.
Yeah, he has. He has been the piece that's been needed on that second unit. Peyton Pritchard, like I said, actually you said this last week, I'll give him credit for it. He still needs to step up, and they need to find that second big that's really going to help when Al Horford and Porzingis get in foul trouble.
Or get hurt,
right.
Because, they got Luke Kennard right now. Who's like, all right, like, you're just...
Luke Cornette, yeah.
Cornette, Kennard, same thing.
Yeah.
Big white guy, same thing. bad, obviously. Got to address that. There's not a lot of bad to say about the Celtics team. They clearly won the trade, by the way, that sent Rob Williams to Portland. Because, Rob, I hope you recover well and stuff like that. But, clearly Brad must have known that, all right, he's going to get hurt again, like, probably within immediately. So we got to – let's try to get him out of here.
I would love if Brad just said to Portland at the trade deadline, hey, Malcolm, listen, come on back. Come off our bench. Well, you'll be the sixth man again. You'll do exactly what you did last year. We're better this year. And we'll give up like a couple seconds and like O'Shea Brissett and like Svi, whatever his last name is, the dude number 50 that can shoot from 3-point land. Let's just do that. Let's get to that.
The trade deadlines can probably be crazy as usual, because it always is every year. And that's months away from now. But right. I got nothing bad to say about the Celtics. They've looked good through 10 games so far. I was looking at tickets the other night. I'm like, damn, these are expensive now that they're good. Damn it.
I know. It's brutal. But honestly, It's great for us because we can watch it from our couches and just enjoy the teamwork and the camaraderie around us.
We haven't even said this yet, but I went over to your place for a Celtics game this past
week. You did, and they want to know when we're watching together.
I know, Celtic Fridays. They might need to be a thing.
They might need to be a thing. You're absolutely right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're playing the Nets, but the Nets, you know, yeah.
I'll tell you, the Nets and the Knicks always give the Celtics a hard time. They know how to, they play tough defense, they make shots, and it's just like, ugh, can't they just blow them out? But anyways, yeah, no, I have nothing really bad to say about the Celtics. The main thing, continue to get that bench productivity up. Like, Sam Hauser's carrying the load right now, but you got to get more from Peyton Pritchard, from O'Shea Brissett, and from those guys. And Al Horford, too. Like, Al Horford's not going unscathed in this. Like, Al Horford needs to step up, too, for that second unit. That's all.
At least we're not like Detroit or Memphis or the Clippers.
Truth. LOL. Anything
He's
else?
He's the system, Al. He's the system.
That roast by that commentator or the reporter. Yeah, that was.
He went hard and responded. Did you see what he said? He said, like, oh, he doesn't know me. He doesn't know the truth of what's going on. It's like, no, Harden. You are literally a systematic failure because everywhere you go, nothing good has happened. Except for when you were decent in Houston. Oh, man. That's it.
Any final thoughts before we head out for the week, Maddie?
Yeah. I mean, I miss you, Powder. I miss you.
We miss you, Powder.
I miss you, Powder. Let's see. I mean, the Leafs look good, too. So do the Bruins for you guys. But, yeah. You know, Leafs haven't played all week, so I don't have anything to go off of. But, yeah.
All right. As always, make sure to rate, subscribe to the Legends Lingo Podcast on iTunes, Spotify, SoundCloud, Anchor, and everywhere else you can get your podcast. Make sure to check us out weekly, everywhere, and make sure to contact Liam Smith at Student Union Sports if you want to get involved, whether it's writing, podcasting, editing, whatever it is, get involved. We'll be back next week, hopefully, before Thanksgiving. And we don't have the Patriots to worry about this week. So for Maddie B, that's going crazy in the background, I'm your host, Alan Hegan. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. And we'll see you next time for episode 248.